is the short version of Weird Al's Word Crimes at 5:02 on Happy Hour. Greg Goodell and Joey Clark. We've already redeemed the Baumhauer's winning wear. We'll have another one tomorrow. We're at lunch for two at either Baumhauer's Victory Grill, but the one on the Boulevard is where we adjourn to at 6. And it's a special night. I've already heard from several people who are going to be there. Because they really need to get back up to social speed. Because I understand after the holidays, there's malaise. Oh, and the government shut down and all the other crap going on. And sometimes you just want to stay home, curl into the fetal position, and suck your thumb. I get that completely. But it's a great group. This is not an insider's thing. You just show up and meet people. And LaDonna Brooks will make sure that you are welcomed and get to meet everybody. And that's how it works. We've been doing it for quite a number of years now. Actually, when I thought about it, I was pretty surprised. But I believe we've been doing this for at least 7, if not 8 years. And it's also a great opportunity for us to meet you and, in person to get some useful feedback from you.
You guys suck.
Like that.
That's useful, I suppose.
See, you can say that to me because I have reached the too old to care point on criticism. David Grimes, of all people, on the phone.
How are y'all? I know you well. Everybody always asks that to start with. I want to say one thing to start with. I would like for the Republicans to become active instead of reactive. Everything we do is because they charged us or they said something or whatever, but we don't ever do anything about it. I mean, I say we. The Republicans don't know how to do combat. I don't like to say don't know how to fight. They don't know how to do combat.
Yeah, so, well, no, I think Baron Coleman said it one morning, and I thought it was brilliant. He said Republicans are much more comfortable being the minority party.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and some one might say we don't like to govern. How about that? We certainly don't do a very good job of it. It's exemplified by the fact that we didn't get anything done the last 12 years. Mm-hmm. Anyway, look, what I called for, other than that, was to plug the Montgomery Zoo. I heard you mention a while ago that you'd not been in a while.
Right.
I'm a strong advocate for the Montgomery Zoo, and I used to be on the board years ago, and I just love it. If anybody has not been there the last 10 years especially, you won't believe the zoo. And I want to tell you that I have a club membership. I think it's $300 a year to be a member of the zoo. Mm-hmm. And I have 6 passes. So like when your Janelle comes up here with family or whatever, I can get 6 people in, 3, and you get the man museum and everything. And so, I mean, I offer that. I use that as a plug to let people come in without paying, and so they get to, you know, sample the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Is Janelle right? It is right, isn't it? Your daughter?
Yes.
Okay, I'm scared. When I said it, I thought, oh, my gosh.
They toured the zoo when they came up.
Okay, well, I just want to let you know, I mean, it's a gift that I like to offer to people, like when she comes up here, because it costs $12, $15 a person to get in. Mm. It's well worth it, but, I mean, you know, I'd like to people go in as my guest, so it's just an offer.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome, and look, keep doing a good show. Y'all always do a good show, and I don't call in like I used to, but, you know, since I retired, I don't have time. It's good. If I had a job, I wouldn't have time to go to it.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Gotcha. Take care, fellas. All take right. care.
David Grimes. Wow. We go about a long way with David. What was the, I think it was a race or a walk or some charity event where he was. And he was considering running for Congress against Bobby Bright. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It must have been 2007 or 8.
It was when he was still in the state legislature, right?
Or yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And I remember he had a lot of support within our listener family and so forth. And he's a good man. 5:07, Gulf States Mobility is a company that we're proud to have with us. And I think they, too, like Clark's and others, have... And Adams Motorsports are about to become members of our 10-year club. I want to celebrate that. Having that kind of support is amazing and humbling. And at Gulf States Mobility, they re-empower folks who have caught the break. We don't even like to think about the drunk driver blowing a red light and sending us into the hospital for weeks, months, and then home facing a long-term adjustment or with injuries that can be temporary, permanent. Gulf States Mobility provides whatever is necessary to restore choices to lives that have been affected by that horrible type of situation. And they've been doing it for many years and have earned a lot of praise along the way and deserve every word of it for what they do. So I ask if you have a moment to look them up on Facebook and like them for the great work they do at Gulf States Mobility. 1647 Coosa River Parkway with Tumka. Traffic and weather, and then we're coming back with Brant and Money.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic going into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we already have accidents galore out there. We have an accident just reported at Early Street and Hill Street. Police are also working an accident at Bibb and Moulton downtown. 1800 Zelda Road in the curve right after you come off the interstate, and in Prattville on East Main Street in front of Farmers and Merchants Bank. Other than that, it's not a bad day to be traveling. The interstates are moving along at a pretty good clip. We still see the delay at I-85 northbound and the Eastern Boulevard, and things are picking up at the Northern Boulevard and I-65 interchange. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes right around the corner for tonight. Increasing clouds, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers by the afternoon hours and maybe a few spotty showers tomorrow night. It's not going to be a big deal storm system. High temperature up to about 61 tomorrow. Upper 60s on Friday, a mostly cloudy day in between storm systems, but generally dry. Then on Saturday, chance of showers afternoon. Then showers and a few thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. High around 70. Drastically colder Sunday, windy with falling temperatures as Arctic air moves in. We'll be in the mid-20s by Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There is a new pair of silly jeans on the fashion scene. They made the pants asymmetrically with one giant. The other leg, really tight, all around. People always told me, be careful of what you wear. Don't go around looking like a dweeb. And mother always told me, be careful of what you spend. Because right now what you do, in 2 months will not be cool. Hey, silly jeans are asymmetric. Where the left leg.
A lot of support for the asymmetrical jean craze. They look ridiculous, but we've seen ridiculous things in the past come to be. In fact, I was watching a documentary on the development of the Boeing 747, and it's an amazing story. It's 2 hours. It tells the story of this amazing aircraft. And some of the guys who are still alive who designed the original one were talking about how the aircraft changed with fashion times and how the interiors of some of their planes looked in the 70s when shocking colors and prints and which had no other era of American fashion would be worn together or seen together in the same room, but were for about a 2 or 3 year window. And that's why I have maybe one or two pictures of myself from the 70s left, because the rest are, frankly, embarrassing. Joining us now on the phone, Mr. Right on the Money,
Grant. Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. I believe you can pick up a copy of Boom Magazine featuring Grant on the cover at Baumhauer's if you join us tonight. They usually have a good stack there. And we're going to be celebrating Emily Hayes and Fiance. And here's Brant. Another green day. What good earnings news? What was behind it?
Yeah. It was a good day. But and I do think you're right. It was earnings related, but specifically really to one company, Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs had a phenomenal quarter. Absolutely just crushed all the estimates out there. And that stock, I think, was up around 9% or so today. It was just a colossal move. And, of course, Goldman is a big name in the S&P 500, so that helped carry markets higher. I think Bank of America had pretty good earnings. And tomorrow maybe we get Morgan Stanley. And as I've said before, the financials usually kind of come early. They're usually first ones sort of out of the gate. And so far, so good, across the board. And the financials are a major sector, in the S&P. So that's helping to sort of buoy the markets. But if you look deeper than that, though, unfortunately, the trends by most analysts out there, and we'll see who's wrong and right on this, but analysts who are on Wall Street that cover, the big companies across all the major sectors in the market are bringing numbers down. So the trend continues to be estimates coming down. Now, this is from the analyst community. This is not, I'm not saying these are companies who are reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna see as we really get into the meat of this. Now, tomorrow we get more, and then of course Friday. But next week is a huge week, and then the week after that. So the next really sort of 11 to 12 trading days, I would submit, are really going to dictate future movements in this market in a very profound way. Over the next 6 weeks or so. So we'll be monitoring that really closely. But up today it was nice. Better than going down. And as I said, that was led by Goldman, which was a great report.
Yeah, I see Dow finished at 24.2. It's been climbing up. There was that one day where it dipped below 22. So it's gained back a couple thousand points over the last 5 weeks, I guess, five, 6 weeks. And that's always encouraging. And, gee, with all the hysteria in the media over, gosh, one minute it's the government shutdown, which, if you go to some of my sources, says the big scare with the government shutdown is that it's revealing just how many unnecessary people are being, living off the taxpayer for doing nothing. Non-essential personnel, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And, now Pelosi's going to cancel the State of the Union, which the president doesn't have to do in front of Congress. They're going to be hostile to him no matter what he does.
Yeah.
And they finally met their match. He's not the one saying, I won't compromise. They just, when Nancy Pelosi says, I'll give you a dollar for the wall, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
And then the rest of them are flying off to Puerto Rico or announcing their presidential run or saying ugly things. Some of the people we've elected to Congress this last time around, it's stunning what loathsome human beings. It's not a difference of opinion, Brant. They are truly hate-filled windbags. And it's kind of frightening that some of these, New York wants us to believe that, we're the most sophisticated city. You send somebody like Alexia Cortez to Congress, you're not that bright, frankly. If you believe what she's telling you, that we're all going to get Medicare for free and how are you going to pay for it? Well, we'll pay for it.
Right. Well, it's amazing to me. I mean, really, I shouldn't say amazing. I mean, it's been going on now for years and years. But, these people like Cortez who get elected in these local communities. I mean, this is not a statewide election.
Right.
Okay? And let's face it, there are pockets in the country where they want to elect these kind of folks for whatever reason. But they get all this media attention, and the media portrays them as some sort of a national movement.
And they're not.
And that was one thing I was going to say that I really think Trump should do a little bit more of. is to get that message out that, hey, you know, we're going to see in the next election who's right on this, and start to highlight some of the facts that this was the smallest turnover in the House of Representatives, and I think it was the last six or seven presidential midterm elections. They don't have some sort of a mandate, and they really need to be careful. They're acting like they do. They're trying. This is pure politics. This is all about trying to, you know.
I think, as we saw with Joe Lieberman, who was one of the few Democrats who later identified as an independent, but, you know, was traditionally the Democrats we grew up knowing. What guys like that are thinking when they're watching the people that are pulling the party, not just a little bit further to the left, but like off the deep end. I mean, they want a different America. And I hope people are paying attention to what they're advocating, because if they get their way, our lives are going to be drastically different and not in a way that we're going to enjoy.
Right.
It's just so frightening, the ignorance and naivete. But, you know, our education system from first grade to college in so many areas are just indoctrination centers to all this crap.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, it's a public school system, which is really in many ways become kind of a laughingstock when you start talking about things like history and the political sort of the way that these teachers or these instructors, these professors are indoctrinating students when they're young and fragile and they're trying to sort of shape and mold their way of thinking, their understanding about the history of the country. It's scary. And I think that's a real, real danger, and it's one of the, it's interesting to say that, because one of the only real antidote to that is education, and it starts from the top. And I think that, you know, the president has a real opportunity in terms of communicating with the public and clearly articulating what this is all about. And that's why I say, you know, get out there and spend some time really trying to deliver that message to the American people about what's really going on here. I think he's trying to. But sometimes he sounds kind of like a broken record.
Yeah.
You know, and I would change that up a little bit. Now, he has an opportunity to do that in the State of the Union. And quite frankly, I actually think this plays into his hands.
I agree.
If the government is shut down, then do the dadgum thing right there from the Oval Office, but have a very well-crafted speech.
Yes.
That lays it on him.
Yeah, he should have, as we talked about... when he was talking about specifically the wall. And I've got a video I'm going to play after the next break that makes the perfect case for the wall. He should have played Pelosi and Schumer and all the rest of them, Obama, saying we need to have better border security. And then just say, I'm with them. I agree with them. And that's all I'm trying to do here. And then throw it right back in their face. Say, here, what do you want to do about it?
Right.
But they just want to play games. And it's really getting frustrating. If you have not taken the time, January is a great month to accomplish one thing. Plan for the year ahead. Plan for the rest of your life. But it starts with today. And pick up the phone and call 387-0094 and make an appointment to sit down and meet Brandt and the people he's put together at McDonald and Hagen and start talking about your financial future, because setting aside a little today and consistently to, you know, early on can add up big, and you'll really appreciate that, because you don't want to MUI, manage your money under the influence like I did, and put yourself into a, kind of paint yourself in the corner. That was my fate. You know, that's just the way I was. I'm glad I'm alive.
I'm lucky
to be alive.
Well, I know where you're coming from.
That's where
I've heard your story.
Yes, and by the way, I give a nice prime. I wrote a column about Mr. Right on the Money, and specifically tell you some of the brilliant decisions I made without a financial advisor to guide me and where it got me. So please read riverregionboom.com. You can go there and get the new issue or pick it up all over the River Region area. It's out. Brandt, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're heading to Baum Hours right after the show.
We are doing that tonight because we want to pay tribute to Emily and fiance, and I have two key lime pies coming.
Oh, that's great. Well, I will try to swing by, see if I can get my work done here. I'll have to check in with the home front, and we'll see what we can do.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys. Take care.
Later.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
The accidents just seem to be adding up this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another one in Prattville. We have an accident at Old Farm Lane in Fairview. That's Highway 14 just off of I-65. Also, people are having trouble getting out of downtown Montgomery because there's an accident right there to major thoroughfare, Bibb and Moulton. We also have an accident at Early Street and Hill Street. And authorities still working that accident at 1800 Zelda Road in the curve just off of I-85. If you're on the interstates this afternoon, you're not doing too bad. I-65 and I-85 both running along at about a speed limit ride. You may see a little congestion as you approach the Eastern Boulevard and the Taylor Road exits off of I-85 North. Around the boulevard, just busy as can be. Stop and go at all the traffic lights this afternoon. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the big guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This is breaking news.
This just in. The term breaking news means practically nothing.
This has been breaking news.
This is Pat Atkins, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, proudly serving the River Region since 1985. Another year has come and gone, and thanks to our loyal customers, it has been a successful one. We feel extremely fortunate and blessed to be able to serve you. God is good all of the time. If you need t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, an online store for fundraising, or that perfect advertising specialty product to promote your business, please give AKD a call. We would love to assist you. At AKD, we offer great products and service at competitive prices. AKD would like to wish everyone a blessed and remarkable year in 2019. Call or come and see us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 or our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or check us out on the web at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, all the time, God is good.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them. Tune in to the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
That song, actually, it was much earlier in the show, these Gillette parody jingles, because Gillette's new ad, and this is dangerous to me, this, they get a big smile, they're running ads that are entitled We Believe. They posted it to their social media accounts, Gillette has. From San Francisco. Maybe there's a clue there. Playing on its famous tagline, and says, is this the best a man can get? And reactions to it have been mixed and very extreme, and put me on the part that does not care for this. Whatever Me Too was at the beginning, it's something completely different now. And I don't think the impetus for it should require a wholesale change in what defines a man. And all this toxic masculinity crap and everything else. I would love to hear from some women on that term, toxic masculinity, because many, I think it's still a good seller. I think women are still, I'm not talking about somebody who acts like an animal or a beast, just a guy who's masculine. But now Gillette's jumping in. I think this is going to hurt them. I really do. I think they're going to very quietly end up pulling, like they always do whenever they go overboard or they get sold something by the extreme left. Yo, this is what you should do. This is it. We got to change men. And not too many guys are going to connect with what they see in these. They're all like Pajama Boy. That's how Obama defined men, the pajama boy. Nerdy little guy in his 20s with glasses, half shaven, and probably in his mother's basement. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Matt in Tallahassee.
Hey, Matt in Tallahassee, what's up?
Good, good. I don't really need to be on there. I just want to let Greg and all them know. I called Gillette, too. Told them I didn't need him a rally lesson for Procter & Gamble. Thank you very much.
All righty then. Glad Joy was out of the room for that. It's 5:31. I think I may leave for bomb hours about a half hour early. I need to ask you a question in a second.
Okay.
You know, I have had to go to Montgomery Peyton Body over the last couple of years, a bunch of times for silly things, mailbox incidents, backing into my neighbor's car. But boy, that's a dumb thing to do. But if you're going to do it, it's always great to back into a neighbor's car. Careful, there's an a-hole calling up. It's great to know that he's a friend of Donnie Turner's. And then ultimately finding a piece of my car sitting in the grass by the curb where I parked, saying, how'd that happen? I didn't hit anything. Turned out it was just this. The Rogue has this little feature where if it needs to be towed from the front, they have to take this little plastic piece out so they can grab it and lift it. It's actually an advancement in towing. I didn't know. I liked the car. I was far more concerned with other things about the car, and that's why I bought it. It had everything else I wanted. I didn't want to know how it would be towed. It actually hasn't needed to be. I've needed it. So I mentioned it on the air and said, I just can't face Donnie Turner another time wondering, what's this? He's a good friend, because I got off the show one morning last week and he was waiting outside for me. He says, show me that piece. And that's how I learned this whole thing about the how you tow a Rogue. So when we're talking about MPB, we're talking about people really devoted to the best possible outcome, the highest standards in automotive body repair, no shortcuts. Their reputation among insurance adjusters is second to none. In fact, one prominent national insurance company has actually done a video documentary of the way they do things there, because they represent the standard of outcome that everybody wants. The person who pays the premium, the company that pays the automotive repair people to do the job, and then ultimately the repair that is completed. No shortcuts. It's complete and it's done right, or it's not done at all. They will not release a car unless it passes complete inspection. Montgomery Payton Body on the Boulevard to East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W. All right, let's see who needs it.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. On your special day, do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, one of the busiest afternoons we've seen in a long time. The boulevard is stop and go no matter which way you're going and where you're at. It's just slow out there. Be careful. Take a couple of light cycles to get through many of the intersections. The interstates are running along pretty good at this hour. You do have a little bit of a delay going northbound on I-65 right at the Millbrook exit. It's extra busy on the Atlanta Highway all the way from downtown into Taylor Road. After you head up Taylor Road, it's going to be busy there too, all the way up to the interstate and past East Chase. Taylor and Vaughn is a mess. MPD still working the accident at Bibb and Moulton downtown, also at Early Street and Hill Street, and in Prattville at Old Farm Lane and Fairview is a mess there as you come off the interstate. At Reinhardt Toyota, shopping is so easy. You can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama Chief Justice Tom Parker has appointed Rich Hobson as the Administrative Director of Courts. Hobson is returning to the post he twice held under former Chief Justice Roy Moore. Parker had also worked for Moore before joining the Supreme Court as an Associate Justice. A former state lawmaker who led the impeachment push against then-Governor Robert Bentley has pleaded guilty in a health care fraud case. Former State Representative Ed Henry pleaded guilty to theft of government property. Prosecutors say doctors waived copays for Medicare patients who enrolled in chronic pain management services provided by Henry's company. Former Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts has announced where he'll play football next year. Hurts is heading to Norman and the Oklahoma Sooners. Hurts lost his starting job this year to Tua Tagovailoa. And those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Hey, we say at Margarita, we sell the best quality, the best price, but I really mean that. We feature Forever Mark Diamonds at Margarita's, and we only sell beautiful quality. Unlike some other people that have maybe big stores with big names and all that kind of stuff that sell what they want to for a lot of money, give you easy credit, even though we offer credit too, and it doesn't add up to a sack of beans. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's, and we're Pepper Tree Shopping Center right there on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some weather changes right around the corner for tonight. Increasing clouds, not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature drops to about 38. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers by the afternoon hours and maybe a few spotty showers tomorrow night. It's not going to be a big deal storm system. High temperature up to about 61 tomorrow. Upper 60s on Friday, a mostly cloudy day in between storm systems, but generally dry. Then on Saturday, chance of showers afternoon. Then showers and a few thunderstorms by Saturday evening, Saturday night. High around 70. Drastically colder Sunday, windy with falling temperatures as Arctic air moves in. We'll be in the mid-20s by Monday morning, wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Who announced this week they're going back on tour, and what I'm about to play was produced 10 years ago when they announced they were going back on tour.
Just when you thought The Who was past their prime, Roger, Pete, and the boys return for yet another performance. Yes, it's The Who's Too Old to Tour Tour, featuring all your favorite hits like My Palpitations.
These chest pains have got me down.
Talking about my palpitations.
I need my cane.
Can't walk on stage.
I need my cane because of my age.
I need my cane.
Yes, The Who has recharged the batteries in their hearing aids for one final tour with hits like Chartered Bus.
Ride this bus if your hair is blue.
Gray Line, Chartered Bus.
And who could forget Across the Yellow Lines?
No one knows what it's like to be weaving.
The Who's Too Old to Tour Tour.
Across the Yellow Lines.
Tickets on sale now.
That goes back to 2007, I think.
Wow.
And they're still touring. Good for them, though. We applaud that. If you can still hit the right notes and not embarrass yourselves, and that's what you love doing, good. But at this point, lower your ticket prices a little, okay? Shouldn't cost $500 to go to a concert because you're The Who. Because even big income guys like me will be reluctant to pay that kind of price. I have zero desire to sit with 20,000 people in an arena parking a mile away to get my... I saw The Who in 1976 when they were the first band to do a laser tour.
Yeah.
And really all it was... It wasn't even that coordinated. It was just lasers were brand new. And,
right.
And they would do this light show while they were playing. It was kind of cool, especially if you had a little mescaline or some other...
Sure.
Some friends of mine told me that.
Right, really? Did they have it in pure form, or did they have to suck down some disgusting cactus juice?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I
think it was... You didn't ask?
It might have been on like a piece of paper or something.
Oh, that sounds pretty pure.
So what I'm about to play here, I've had for, I think, since Monday. It's a two-minute clip about building the wall, the best argument you'll ever hear. And this is done, and the first voice you're going to hear is a whiny-ass... college-age person with a Dodger hat on. That's embarrassing enough. Back-to-back World Series losers. And too cheap to pick up Bryce Harper. What's wrong with them, Joey? I think that's the answer to winning the World Series.
Yeah, sometimes people just get in their own way.
This is so well articulated. I don't even know who's in this, but it's good.
I have a hard time rationalizing to my liberal friends and
conservatives on TV and then, you know, politicians have a hard time articulating is intelligent reasons why the wall must be built. I am curious your thoughts on that.
Three quick things. Number one, I'm going to say some facts. I'm going to talk about fairness. Then I'm going to talk about sovereignty. Some facts. An illegal alien in the state of Arizona is twice as likely to commit a crime versus a natural-born citizen. Fact. 90% of all heroin and fentanyl come across the southern border. Fact. Over 10,000 kids are illegally sex trafficked across the southern border every single year. Fact. We have 56,000 illegal immigrants in our federal prison system. Fact. And countless in our state penitentiary system. $135 billion a year, that's how much is the financial burden on U.S. taxpayers every single year that illegal immigrants drain from our system. Fact. You put all that together, that's a pretty compelling argument that we have some problems with our southern border. Those are some facts. Number two is fairness. As Candace said, it is not fair to the people in Bolivia. It's not fair to the people in Bangladesh. It is not fair to the people in Belarus that had to wait in line, fill out an application form, not commit a crime, and then wait a decade to come into this country to maybe have a chance to become an American. It is not fair to them. Number three is sovereignty. Why do walls matter? Why do borders matter? Borders are a physical representation of when good ideas begin and bad ideas start. If you don't believe me, just ask East and West Germany. All right,
I'm going to stop it there. Pause it there. That's such a brilliant thing when you think about it. Ask anybody that lived on one side of that wall or the other until it was torn down in 89, that borders represent the division between good ideas and bad ideas. On one side of that wall, people lived miserable lives and would risk death to get across it. On the other side, it was West Germany, Western culture, real, you know, civilization. Of course, they're busy handing that over to another group that claims to be escaping tyranny or some other crap, when in fact all they're trying to do is spread it. But
Charlie Kirk sitting alongside Candace Owens.
Candace Owens, yes, yeah. Who is just an absolute, these are people that need to be the face of conservative ideas moving forward, because they're young and smart, and I can't imagine, I would pay to see Candace Owens and Cortex go at it sometime. You know, just a simple debate of fundamental ideas, because she would hand her New York ass in a New York minute, if I may put it bluntly. Also, I made the mistake of clicking further into this Gillette story and getting into the Twitter feed about Gillette's attempt to the best men can be, as defined by who. And one of the things here is, why do you have to catcall? Who does that? I haven't heard a catcall in 25 years. You're talking about things that don't exist anymore. I mean, there has been a psychic and fundamental change in male behavior over the years, and it's happening at the pace it should. We don't need Gillette. Look, and some of the stupid stuff. If you really believe this, you know what you need? You need to get with a cosmetic surgeon and see if you can't find them to somehow shorten the circumference of your
rectum,
because it's getting way out of control. Legal Eagle and local heartthrobs.
Yes!
Even she's pissed today. Chad.
You know who I'd like to see take on occasional Cortex?
Hmm.
Even better than Candace Owen, who I love. And that's Lynn Cheney.
That would be good. Anybody. But she won't. She does all her debating through her media Vox box.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She's never gonna be speak or debate anybody face to face.
She can't answer a question when she's asked something like, "Well, so you're gonna pay for this? How? You're just gonna pay for it?"
Yeah. Oh, we have the money. It's somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, she, you know, she is a, you know, I have a son who's a millennial, and she's an insult to even the stereotype of millennials, because if brains were dynamite, she wouldn't have enough to blow her nose. And this is a person who has a minor in economics, from Boston University.
Well, right? That's a great advertisement for the...
No kidding.
She must have been in on one of those, you know, special programs for the disadvantaged, like brain deficient.
Oh yeah, you think maybe she's like Elizabeth Warren and she got a little bump for being part American Indian, Native American.
In addition to being an occasional cortex, maybe she's an occasional Sioux. Who knows?
Occasional Sioux. Yeah. So anyway, I actually though, Greg, I think she's great for us. I mean, we need more lefties out there to show who they really are. Mm-hmm. And the difference between her and Pelosi is there really is no difference. It's just she's honest about who she is.
I like what Laura Loomer did. She pitched a tent at Pelosi's house and brought some illegals there and said, here, show us the example. You know, and they were doing that like de Blasio and Cuomo. Why don't you guys give up your gigantic houses and mansions and let others...
Yeah, I love hearing de Blasio talking about expropriating private property to give everybody else their fair share. Since he's a billionaire, I guess, is he going to start with himself?
No, they never do. That's for you. Right. That's why it's great to be a socialist, because once you have risen to the upper ranks of socialist politics... Those policies no longer apply to you.
Did you see the story today about, I don't know if it's true or not, but there was a story today, and I read it in two sources, that the California governor's thinking about expropriating 1,400 miles of California coastland. And I'm like, where are you going to get the money for that? Can you imagine how much 1,400 miles of coastland would cost?
Oh, my God.
Think of the powerful people who own that. That beachfront.
That's what they do, though. They take. That's how it's worked. And every tragedy throughout human history is somebody comes to power with a message, and the uninformed follow it into their own grave.
You can't just seize it for some broad public purpose that doesn't really have any basis in fact, just because you think somebody shouldn't own, you know, beachfront property. There has to be an actual valid purpose. And if anybody thinks you're going to be able to walk in and grab 1,400 miles of pristine California coastland to basically fight global warming or whatever the flavor of the day is on the lefty side.
Why doesn't de Blasio, by the way, work for free since he's got all that money?
Right, he might.
Back to the city of New York.
Well, yeah, he can work for free because he gets enough bribes. I mean, everybody around him has been convicted for bribery. He and Governor Cuomo.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are so corrupt, even the mafia won't take them in.
I don't get it, man. I mean, it's a state that taxes its people to death. Many are fleeing in huge numbers.
Yeah.
And they keep voting for more of the same old...
Well, the funny thing about it is even the rich liberals of New York are tired of it, you know. And I've had friends and relatives that have lived in New York, and... all of them have moved out of the city at this point. A lot of them have moved over into Connecticut. New Jersey's no better, though.
People are fleeing New Jersey.
Right,
in huge
right.
Numbers.
Well, I told you this before. This is what liberals do. They're are literally like grasshoppers, you know. They just come in, they eat everything in sight, tax it, and then when they're done and it collapses, they move on to the next state. Just ask your friends in Oregon and Washington State,
Arizona,
Colorado, Texas is on its way.
Yep. From the north to the south, North Carolina is getting
there. North Carolina is another, you know, where they've come in, you know.
It's amazing. They're fleeing a problem.
They're locusts.
And then advocate for the same policies that made them leave their previous state.
Right,
idiots.
Right, right. All right. Well, you know, it's kind of like that whole situation. I don't know if you saw the UNC president. She finally resigned. She's the one that got rid of or allowed the removal of the Silent Sam Confederate Memorial statue there that's at UNC. And I can understand people getting upset. You know,
there was so much of that. I'm not familiar with that one story, but I'm out of time.
All right, buddy. We'll chat about later. You guys have a good one.
Thanks. I will look that up, though. I'm interested. 5:51. Getting ready to head over to Baumhauer's to celebrate Emily and fiance tonight. Baked a couple of key lime pies this morning.
Nice.
But I just, for those of you who are on your way there or planning on going, please don't be dismayed by my appearance.
You look fine.
I appreciate the encouragement.
I mean, you're not like Brad Pitt or anything, but you look fine.
Well, here's the fact. If I seem like I'm not completely with it, it's because I'm really not completely with it, to be totally honest. And I have had some serious sleeping issues lately, and it's like this morning, I thought, I worked such a disciplined schedule, but I've been unable to sleep for an hour like I normally do between shows. And I think it's affecting me, my perception of time and the speed at which it passes. Like the morning show, that's usually over so fast. I can't even remember what we did for 3 hours.
And hanging out with me feels like an eternity.
No, does feel like it should be 7 o'clock and not six. But that's got nothing to do with you. So anyway, I'm a little off my game. So if I seem like Uncle Joe moving kind of slow at the junction, that's why. And it'll get fixed. It'll get better at some point. Before I hit the door, let me thank our friends at John Lee Paints for their ongoing support. They, too, are about 10 years with us, I think, here. And what a great business locally, over 3.5 decades. As the premier place for professional painters. And, you know, when you want a professional outcome, you should go where the professionals buy their equipment, buy their paint. If you're going to do it yourself, at least learn from the people who teach this so you have the kind of outcome you desire. Because a lot of people love to do their own painting. But you don't want to waste your time either. So if you're going to use a paint you bought because you got a good price on the gallon, that may not be the way you want to go, because you could end up having to put extra coats on to cover. At John Lee, they sell Richard's paint, which is designed to leave that consistent, rich finish. We went from one end of our house to the other over the course of a year, and the result was amazing, because we have rooms that are very dimly lit. We have some that are exposed to sunshine. But no matter where you were, the consistency and the finish of that paint was remarkable. That's the only way I can describe it. I don't know the science behind it. I just know it's great. And they sell you everything else you need to have a great outcome and can answer any questions you might have about the right rollers to use, surface preps, all those things that result in the kind of outcome that you would like to achieve on your own. They're just north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard, and I always read the sign out in front. They just changed it, so I don't have it memorized yet, but it's always something that will make you think. At John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about them here.
The interstates have been moving along great this afternoon until now. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing a delay on I-65 North. It starts before the interchange around Fairview Avenue and goes all the way up past the Millbrook exit. On I-85, there's one north and south, both of them between Ann Street and the interchange. So be careful if you're out there this afternoon. The boulevard is busy as usual. Taylor Road is a mess. And the Atlanta Highway is just, well, avoid it if you can. Nothing says love like a custom piece of jewelry. Harold's Fine Jewelry can guide you through the process. Visit Harold's Fine Jewelry in their new location on the second floor of Hillwood Festival, 2870 Zelda Road. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't
know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our company since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4949 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4949. Avant.com, code 4949.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.